Chapter 13. Trauma Drama. I was headed for bed after watching a bad movie. Paul had given up halfway through. When the door to Elsa's suite burst open and Moonboy ran out, naked, carrying his clothes. That did get my attention. He hurried straight to his room, I think without seeing me. Then Elsa appeared, also naked, hand over her lower face, blood streaming from her nose, spattering her chest, a rivulet running between her breasts. I took her by the elbow and led her to the bathroom. Tried to seat her on the toilet, but she got up and inspected her face in the mirror. A mess. And gingerly touched her nose in a couple of places, wincing. "Broken," she said, though it sounded like Progen. "What can I do? Get in a mirror?" He and Dustin were playing pool in the lounge. "Just stay a minute." She was carefully packing her nostrils with tissue, her head bent over. "Hurts. More than I would think." She turned and got to one knee and spit blood into the toilet, and convulsed twice, holding back vomit. Then she sat on the floor, holding the scarlet wad of tissue over her nose. "Moonboy?"
"Yeah. If you see him, would you pitch him out the airlock for me?"
"What happened?"
"We were just talking."
She dropped some tissues into the toilet and I handed her fresh ones.
"Well, we, sort of fucked. I guess that's obvious. And I was talking to him, reassuring him, and I don't know. I must have blinked. He was starting to sit up, and he whacked me a good one with his elbow. Said it was an accident, but no way. Had all his weight behind it."
She shuddered and rocked a couple of times. Another woman, I would have held, comforted. Elsa wouldn't like that.
"Glad my martial arts instructor isn't here. She would slap the shit out of me."
"Was it something you said?" She looked up at me, ghastly but a little comical.
"Yes, but I'm not sure what exactly. I'll talk with him after he's... after we've both calmed down a little."
"Maybe you should slap the shit out of him. I mean, just as therapy." She nodded.
"Therapy for me, anyhow."
The mirror appeared in the doorway, galvanized, as if a silent lightning bolt had struck. "Blood," he said.
"What?" "An accident,"
Elsa said, standing carefully.
"Stupid accident. Get out of here and let us clean this mess up."
"It's broken," he said. Dustin had come up behind him and was staring.
"No shit, it's broken. But a doctor has already looked at it."
"You were with..."
"An accident, Namir. Make yourself useful and get me some ice. And a drink while you're at it."
He backed away, and Dustin followed him. I wet a hand cloth with cold water and handed it to her. She dabbed and rubbed at the blood one-handed. The stream had pooled at her navel and had gone on to mat her pubic hair. I gave her another cloth and rinsed the first one out. "What are you going to tell them?" She scrubbed her pubic hair unselfconsciously.
"They know I was with him. The mirror, at least, knew I was going to raise some... delicate matters. For the time being, I'm going to stand behind doctor-patient confidentiality."
She threw the rag into the sink.
"Help me get dressed."
She pulled a brown shift out of a drawer and wriggled into it, switching arms to keep the wad of tissues in place. She went back into the bathroom and spit out a clot and retched.
"Ugh."
She sat heavily on an ottoman, elbows on her knees. Meryl tapped on the door jamb and stepped in.
"Moonboy hit you? Elsa?"
"Said it was an accident. Pretty well aimed."
"I don't understand. I can't imagine a less violent man."
"I wonder how often people say that,"
after axe murderers and such.
Where is he now? I asked.
In bed. They were set up with separate bedrooms currently in a small, shared anteroom. I haven't talked to him. I was reading in the kitchen and Amir came in. Elsa peered up at her.
He's never,
never even raises his voice, no.
Well, he's sitting on something, a powder keg.
She looked at the tissues and replaced them.
At least he didn't break any teeth. Dentist, heal thyself.
I'm sorry, Meryl said with an odd tone of voice, like, I'm kind of sorry my husband hit you while you were fucking, but not really.
Look, Elsa said, it probably was an accident. Let's leave it at that. I'll talk to him after he's rested.
I suppose accidents aren't always accidents, Meryl persisted. Maybe it wasn't you who was the actual target.
Maybe not, she shook her head. Probably not, but not you either. Childhood thing.
He had a happy childhood. He adores his mother.
And his father died?
Left, but it was amicable, no fault.
You might want to talk to him about that. Or, no, let me talk to him. It's something we were, closing in on.
Namir came in with a tall drink and a plastic bag of chipped ice.
Thanks. Carmen, do we have a clean washcloth left?
Sure. I handed it to her and she wrapped it around the ice, dropping the bloody wad, and pressed the cold pack to her nose. She sipped the cold drink, holding it at an awkward angle.
Thanks. Look, I don't think he knows how badly he injured me. Let's not make a big deal of it.
Dustin shook his head.
No, he's got to know.
Trust me, no, darling. This is something I have to control whether he knows it yet or not.
I could, Namir began.
No, you boys get back to your game, please. Just be normal.
Sure, a normal family full of Martians and spies hurtling toward its doom, a contracted quarter of a century away. Paul stepped into the doorway, rubbing sleep from his eyes, and stared at the sight of all the blood.
What the fuck? A reasonable question, Elsa said.